It is a gorgeous day for the Red Sox to lose here at home.
Oh, come on.
Let's hope they
do. They always lose the first game of a series. They'll turn it right around.
We have a pretty good track record, though. I think the day that we're usually the days we're here, I believe, what is this, like the seventh day or something? I think like four or five of the days they've won. Like out of the nine that they've won at home,
for this team,
we've got a huge, a decent chunk of them. So there you go, Ken. You're just
how did we not, and I blame Arcand because he's supposed to be Mr. Lock. How did we not predict a polar bear home run last night? That was the most obvious thing. Alonso was going to go deep.
Sure. But unfortunately, that was it's so funny when these players that they were in on, or quote unquote in on, like when Schwarber came here and just embarrassed the Red Sox. And then, of course, Alonso does that and kicks their ass.
Can I just point out real quick, though? It was May 27th. The Red Sox beat the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
8-0.
Yep.
And that Thursday after that game, Rich comes in and is like, this team is going all the way.
It was shocking.
Awesome.
I said, winning the World Series.
Winning the World Series.
Get ready. It's a dynasty in the making.
And honestly, since that time, I mean, they're just 2-3. I mean, they're 2-3, you know, right, in their last five games since that game. So, I mean, you've kind of come off that that stoop pretty good.
Well, Ed Breslow was on before the game on Nesson and sort of doubled down that he still believes in this team. They're hitting better. He feels like if they
what's he supposed to say? His job's on the line.
Well,
you know, like that's the thing. Is that what's he going to say? You know what? I'm really disappointed in this team that I put together.
He does. You got to give him credit for it, though. He is like leaning into it hard.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, every indicator tells you this team, they thought by their prediction models was going to be a mid 90s winning team.
I know.
That's what they thought at the beginning of the season.
I know.
It's so. And so they're still sticking to that. And part of me is like, you know what? If you're going to go down, you're going to go down feeling like you did it your way, and you're not going to lose your conviction. But I don't know what would give you any reason to feel good about this team, because even when they're hitting, their pitching doesn't pitch well, and even when they're pitching well, their hitting's not. So it's just been a maddening season.
You know what I'm feeling? I'm feeling that Chad Tracy was supposed to be here at 2:15, and we've been told that he's going to be a little bit later. Wonder why?
No, don't wait. What are you saying? Major changes here on a Wednesday?
I'm not saying major changes. But if there's ever been a time where you need to have a team meeting, maybe we're there.
Well, of all the low points in the season, is this the lowest of the low?
Yeah.
Are we there? I mean,
nine games under? I think it is.
This is
maybe
the
tied for.
It's been.
I think it is.
Okay, I thought maybe they were never 10 games under. I feel like they have been. But
maybe they were.
It's I don't know. Maybe with Crochet having a setback and Roman Anthony not being, you know, it just feels. When you pitch, I mean, you give up four runs and you still can't win.
I know. You still have an 18% chance to make the playoffs. It's unbelievable. As I pull this up, it's like.
Well, it's kind
of. They're only four games back of the wild cards, but four is getting better than we used to say. They're only two back. Now it's four.
You know what? If Breslow is still being that positive, you know, people have called it, toxic positivity.
Positivity.
It's almost like it's kind of a good way to put it. It's that what I can't hear him say is, hey, we're only four out of the wild card.
It drives me crazy.
That will drive me crazy if they reference how far they are from getting into the wild card.
Because there's also, I think, like, is it five or six teams ahead of them right now for the wild card? Like, I mean, you could say that you're just a few games out, but you got a huge stockpile of people who are ahead of your ass.
But they just have to get back to 500, which requires like a 10-game heater. You need to go on a winning streak. Your pitching's got to be unbelievable. And, you know, they were scoring. I mean, they just did score nine runs back-to-back on the road. So I think that's why Breslow was feeling himself. It felt like the offense had turned a corner, right?
Yeah.
Coming off that road trip. And then you're back to five hits yesterday and, two runs. It's unbelievable. They've had 15 home games where they've scored two runs or less. The 24 of the 59 games on the year, they've scored two runs or less. So half the time you turn them on, it's the sack fly offense. You're praying for a bunt and a sack fly.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch as a product.
What is it human nature-wise, Ted, being on one side of the ball and knowing that you're doing your job and the other side is not?
Oh, like, it's tough. But you cannot, and that was that's happened a couple times where it, usually the D coordinator, Rack, has to step in. Hey, we're not saying anything bad about the offense. We're a team.
Yeah.
But there is a dynamic of play there.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And so what you'll see is more veterans participating in practices during the week to sharpen the offense up.
Yeah.
It's like we go, okay, how can we help this offense? You know what? Instead of the guys that play behind you, the backups getting most of the reps on scout team, we'll start taking more reps. We'll start doing scout team to give them a better look to help them hopefully be better prepared when the game comes on Sunday. So there's things you can do to maybe help the other side out in football. I don't know how you do that in baseball.
I know. It just seems like a completely different beast. Like if you're sitting there and you're pitching your ass off and you've got a couple of guys who are doing the same and you've got a bunch of dudes getting out of the plate and not able to help you out at all, you see your numbers taking a hit. Obviously, nobody wants to be able to take a look at your wins and losses when it's not fair. They don't see the whole picture. I don't know how long you can take it until it actually starts to gnaw at you and almost becomes in your head after
a while. Well, Ted, what was the story you were telling us about Bregman last year? Last year, you were like Tier 1 Turpin. You had access to the player's lot.
Yep. It was amazing. Red carpet. Come on in, Teddy J. This year, sorry,
and,
kid.
And Bregman had guys here early. It was kind of your
thought. Well, that was the first thing I noticed was you drive. So I used to come on the air at 3 o'clock. So I'd get here at a certain time where some players were here, but the majority of players early in the season last year hadn't got to the stadium yet. And so I had plenty of places to park when I first started coming to do shows here last year at Fenway. And then as the season started going on and Devers was traded and they started kind of, turning things around. You heard stories of Bregman getting together with not only the hitters but the pitchers to help them and doing scouting reports with those guys. All of a sudden, the middle of the season, probably right around now, June, to mid-June, I started seeing more and more cars showing up earlier to Fenway because that just told me there's more buy-in now.
What a great observation. Yeah. Like that is – that's because, I mean, that's how you can turn a team around. You just get one guy who just demands accountability.
Right, KF. Izzy's on it. He's calling people out now. He's like A.J. Brown.
I love what he said yesterday. Like, if this is a real problem where you've got people around who aren't supposed to be around and are distractions, I love the fact that he said that in public.
I thought it was a kind of a softball critique. It wasn't like – it was he was telling how he felt, but it wasn't like directed at anyone in personal, So I liked what he said.
All right, let's quick update from the Red Sox. They are wrapping up soon. Sorry for the delay. Chad Tracy will be on his way shortly.
Oh, I wonder what they're wrapping up. Let's go to Joe on line 2. Joe, what's happening, my man? How you doing?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up?
Hey, I don't care if these guys are 4 games out from a wild card or knocking on the door. Does anybody have any faith that they can win a series?
No, it's a great point, right?
They can't win 3 out of 4 now.
Yeah, Breslow's the only guy, and he stayed at his pitching.
But if you got Crochet, you got Crochet and Roman Anthony back, and they're performing the way we thought going into the year, then yes.
Yeah. But I just remember it was an article I read last week where Breslow pointed to the fact that he pointed out the pitching. He feels good about winning series in the playoffs if they get there because
get a
of their pitching.
And you have Slayton, Whitlock, Chapman, and you get Crochet to get you 6 scoreless. You can win a game, too. Absolutely, you can win a series. But again,
he mentioned just the starters. He didn't even mention Whitlock and Slayton and those guys. But that's so he's very bullish on the starting pitching for this team. That if they get to the playoffs, that they can win a series or two just based off of their pitching.
By the way, you know what I love? I love that we have somebody on hold and it says just wants to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who obviously doesn't have access to an app or like a radio. I do love that. That just shows, you know what? And I love the fact that whoever put him on hold did it because I want you to listen too, Bob. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hang in there, Bob. You know what? If you want to talk to us, we'll put you on, Bob. We'll let you.
Oh, he just wants to listen.
He just wants to listen. All right. Hey, Bob, what's up, buddy? How you doing? Bob.
Oh, you put him on the spot now.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, what's up, Bob?
What show is this?
How long have you been on hold?
I thought you were listening to us.
Is it Mike and the Mad Dog?
Yes, exactly.
Dog.
Hey, guys, Mike and the Mad Dog. How you doing? Well,
that was a show. That was a good show.
It was a good show. It definitely. I love Mad Dog.
We model ourselves over to the Mad Dog.
Hey, you hung up on Bob. Oh, no, Bob hung up, I think. I'm not sure what happened. All right, Chad Tracy, cross your fingers.
On the way, I'm told.
He is on the way from what we have been told. We will get to him right after this.